the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
We talked yesterday during the People Need Advice segment. We had an email from someone seemingly at some sort of conflict with his brother.
Yes.
And they're both fancy idiots, so I'm sure, well, I know for a fact they both knew the other was talking about them.
Yeah.
Hopefully they can work that out. But that led to, we talked about that and just how, you know, you get out of sync with a brother or whatever. And it turned to just sibling attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this includes the original email.
It does. Okay. So we're going to do that, but then we're going to focus just on the violence or the mean things you did to your siblings or they did to you, because it got haywire in the end. Check this out. My brother started a fight over something I posted on Facebook. I did not tag him. It had nothing to do with him. Didn't even know he saw it. It may have been related to COVID, whatnot, but that doesn't really matter.
Okay.
He started this fight over Facebook, and after reflecting on our relationship, it's made me think he's been a pretty crappy brother. I feel like I have had his back blindly since I was born, and he's never really had mine. He and his friends talk a lot of crap, like the Gossip Girls, all the time. Okay. So anytime I have an opinion, I become the subject of their discussion. That does not sound fun.
No.
Before this fight, I thought it would be a good idea to move closer to him. I wanted to get closer as a brother. I thought it was a great way to do it. Proximity. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So my wife and I bought a house across the street.
Oh, that's too close.
Wow, that is really
okay.
Committing.
That's too close. You've blown it.
Yeah, you don't just buy houses to get closer to your brother who doesn't even like you.
Hey, well, good news. I annoy you. Now I live across the street.
Well, now I'm not sure our relationship can ever be repaired. He said some things about me that aren't true, and I feel like I'm done with him. This isn't the first time he started a fight over politics. He doesn't understand that people disagree on stuff. I also know he's a huge listener because we both have fancy idiot accounts. Shout out to Jimbo's brother,
mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Jimbo.
I have no problem with you at all.
I want to fix it. We used to be super close. But dude owes me a serious apology that I don't think I'll ever hear. And it's probably doomed to happen the next time he finds something I don't agree with him on. Should I keep trying or should I punt? Or just tell him he effed up and we're not going to interact anymore? We'll see each other at family gatherings, but no more as friends, just as family.
Man, can't you just not talk politics or something?
Yeah, can't you just avoid it? Is this something you've had a discussion about, or do you just internalize all this? Like, you ever gone to your brother and went, hey, man, it really bums me out. Like, I want to be closer and I like hanging out, but it bums me out when, like, you disagree and then, like, you and your buddies, like, gang up on me and stuff. Like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever actually said that, or do you just internalize it and then get pissy about it?
I'm guessing no.
Like, I hate to, ever want somebody to throw away a relationship with a sibling. But sometimes you just have. I mean, sometimes you really don't see eye to eye and you can't be close.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hard
maybe
to say.
You just love each other from a distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I love you like family. I hope you're safe. Hope your kids are good.
Yeah. Sometimes brothers aren't meant to be best friends. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not.
And sometimes time heals all.
Or, that's also true.
I mean, sometimes.
Have you tried hitting him with a pool cue?
Yeah, why don't you get violent about it?
Sometimes that's really funny when people call in with those calls later, like well after it happened. Like, we were arguing about something dumb, and I hit him with a pool cue.
Oh, my God. Seriously, yeah. If we had more time, call it. If you're listening now and you've been brain damaged by a brother, or you've done the brain damaging,
yeah,
we've got minutes left.
Like, if you truly can't remember what it was you were fighting about because you got hit so hard.
Yeah, do you have a nail sticking out of your eye? This is a family member.
Have you been stabbed in the head with a meat fork over a pot roast by your brother? Call now.
Okay, if you haven't, there's still a chance to fix it.
Oh, my God. I love it. We are not lawyers, but if you have something that you would call a TV lawyer for, call us now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We are offering free consultations.
I was gonna say, consultations are free. We will not take your case.
Yes.
This text.
Wait, can we take a case?
No, we're
not
lawyers.
Anyone can represent anybody.
That's not how it goes. You have to have a license. You can tell because Kelly's husband is writing a butterfly book.
But is it? But
first off.
But isn't it okay as long as you just tell people you don't have a license?
This is not a forever thing yet. But it's not about butterflies.
It's not about a law.
He's a butterfly lawyer.
He's not licensed butterfly in Michigan. Mm-hmm. He's licensed in Georgia.
I'm sure he is.
He's Stuart Gewirtz, butterfly lawyer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Stuart
Gewirtz, butterfly. Licensed in Georgia.
Georgia. A chocolate bar could be licensed in Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to get that past the salad bar. Where'd you get your law license? Biggie size it?
Well, this is why your boyfriend hates me.
That's not why. It's because you eat all their food.
They tell me to.
This text. My brother took a cheese grater to my ankle bones.
Oh. Oh, my God.
All right. It's official tomorrow. Call the law firm of Free Beer and Hot Wings.
And so we open the law firm of Free Beer and Hot Wings right now for your calls.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will help you get a settlement from your sibling that attacked you.
Have you been graded by your sibling? Has a sibling put a pool cue into your head and damaged your brain? Call us now.
We will help you.
Could you guys sue or get sued by a sibling?
Yeah, you might be entitled to laughter by us.
Solid compensation of a good mocking.
I would have to, or my sister could call and say that I could call and say that my sister threw a dart at my leg when I was a kid.
Wow.
Did that suck?
Did it stick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I've talked
gosh.
About this before. We were supposed to go to Steve Carlton night at the Phillies game, and I couldn't go because I had to get a tetanus shot instead.
Dang it.
Was it a rusty dart?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Rusty. It's not hard. It's not easy to get your darts to rust when you leave them out in the rain.
Yeah, left them down in the leaky basement. Oh, my
God. Here's our game room. It's mostly water.
You know, I
and
wish
nails and rust.
I wish there were video of that, because anytime I've seen a movie where somebody gets a dart that sticks into them, I always laugh.
Oh my God, dude.
So it probably would be pretty funny.
Yeah, you gotta pull up the scene from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's sitting there. He can't flinch while they throw darts at his hand, and it just sticks right into it, and he stares into their eyes.
I just got to that scene on Ted Lasso where his kid threw a dart into that hooligan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The bar.
Oh, my God.
The only thing I did is I booby-trapped the stairs with an upside-down metal toy plow so that when my sister came down the stairs, she would step on it barefoot.
That's right. We've talked about this. You upside-down plowed your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's right.
To say it that
way. Yeah,
I mean,
well,
it's accurate.
That's how it's written in the Kama Sutra.
This one.
The Kama Sutra.
Kama Sutra.
In the big book of sister-brother love sex.
Mm-hmm. this one. When I was a kid, I threw a baseball bat at my brother because he wouldn't throw the ball gooder. Yeah. It's usually not for a good reason.
Not usually, no.
My brothers and I would orange glow that wood polish the hallway floors in the front of our bedroom doors, then call each other downstairs and wait for them to wipe out.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's a dirty trick.
Oh, wow.
Mom and Dad are like, why do you always have a concussion, and why is the floor always so shiny by the stairs?
So it smells so good there. Wow.
This was, I think I've told this before, it was not me and my sister, but it was the Mills brothers, and they were fighting. They would fight often, and one day John took a pair of scissors, like fabric scissors, and flung them at Mike, and his hand was up, and it went directly through his palm. That was an ER visit. Yeah.
Wow.
I bloodied Mike's hand once, too. We were messing around, and I took him, and I was shaking him. It was in the hallway of his building. And the front door was like glass panes, and I'm shaking him, and I fling him against it. His hand went into it, and there was glass through that.
It was the
same hand. I can't believe he can use that hand.
The doctor said, keep glass out of my hand. It just healed.
And this is how stupid I was. His mom was there, and she goes, oh, my God, we have to go to the ER. And I went, I guess we're done playing. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. This text from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I'm the youngest of three girls. My eldest sister is 7 years older than me. Then middle sister is 3 years older. As kids, we would hold each other down and tickle or threaten to spit on each other. You know, dangle the long spit over someone's head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when my middle sister entered middle school, she turned a little psycho In hindsight, actually mental health and undiagnosed conditions likely at play, but at the time we just thought she went cuckoo bananas in middle school. Our normal interaction was annoying the S out of each other, which would often end in me getting chased with a butcher's knife or a rock thrown through the window at me.
Jesus.
It got to the point that my teachers and elementary school bus drivers stopped asking why I was bruised and cut. Small town people knew my parents weren't beating me, and they knew everything else was just part of the deal.
Wow.
Well, you've reached the right law firm.
You definitely have.
For you.
Also, yeah, your parents needed to do a better job of telling your sister not to run around with meat cleavers.
That was a small town, man.
Yeah,
you heard what he said.
Yeah, I mean, that, it goes with the territory. Yeah. Everybody knows that meat cleaver season is a thing.
Jillian in Nashville joins us. Hi, Jillian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. What did your brother do to you?
When I was in elementary school, which was longer ago than I care to admit to, but I called my little brother Four Eyes, and he took a metal toy and he stabbed me in the lip with it.
Oh. Stabbed you in the lip.
In the lip.
Wow, right.
That's
in the lip.
That takes precision.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my grandmother was in town from Florida, and my mom had to take me to the ER to get stitches in my lip. Of course, it was a school night, so, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. At least you got some stitches. So, that's pretty good. Thank you, Jillian. 1-800-947-3979.
It'd be hard to get a man now.
Pat,
yeah.
Pat in Grand Rapids.
That was the last day my uncle talked to me.
My sisters used to whip records at each other's legs.
I don't molest no hair lip girls. Sorry, man. Go ahead. Just couldn't get off of it.
That's what the uncle
That's
said.
That's what he said, Didn't see that coming.
It's in the email.
My brother used to chase me with weed eaters, weed eating my ankles and telling me to shut up.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Tear a leg
it's
up.
The one sentence ones are the ones that really kill me.
Yeah, you cannot. These can't be long stories.
There can be no context.
They
just that somebody's a butthole.
Time is money. We don't have a lot of it. Let's do this, people.
Yeah, you know you're getting charged hourly for this legal rate.
Right, exactly.
Oh, it is so unfortunate that violence is like super funny sometimes.
Yeah. Rachel?
I have one on Instagram. Mark said that his sister shot him with an arrow because he wouldn't let her use his bow.
Wow.
Wait.
What did she shoot him with?
Yeah, what? Did she put the arrow into a gun?
No. But then Gabriel on Facebook said
Did he know she had a crossbow.
Gabriel on Facebook said that his brother stabbed his older brother under the eye with a pencil and remembers seeing the pencil stick out of his face and thinking, crap, that was my favorite pencil.
Oh, oh my God. No.
Mm-hmm. That is brutal. Chris in Grand Rapids. Chris, what happened with you and your brother?
So when I was little, me and my brother used to play fight a lot. They'd always get a little carried away. I ended up kicking him so hard in the gonads that one of them went north back up into his body.
Oh, my God.
And
forever?
Back from whence you came.
No, only until we went to the hospital. But our mom got so mad because of our play fighting that she grabbed one of those giant 5-pound candles and threw it at us, and then got mad because she missed us.
Oh, man.
That's pretty bad. I would have thought if your ball was inside your body, you could just, like, stick your thumb in your mouth and hold your nose and, mm-hmm. and blow it.
I would think so.
Pop it right back out.
Pop it out, yeah.
Push on your Mons. But no, it was so far up there, they needed a doctor to reach in and pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you've got to.
Oh, my God.
Push on your Mons.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.